how is it that the wealthy can, quote, pull the wool over the eyes of the American worker by controlling the power in government and using it against the working public, using it against mm-hmm. you know, labor community?
Well, take right now, let's say, as an example. There's a couple days ago, I don't know if you're I put myself through the pain of reading the New York Times every day for some masochistic reason, which I won't try to explain. But they've got a, you know, their big chief correspondent, sort of the main thinker, is a guy named Thomas Friedman, who had an article 3 or 4 days ago, in which he, big think piece, in which he said, well, he said the Cold War's over, so, you know, the breakdown isn't hawks and doves anymore. We have to have some new breakdown. And he said the new breakdown, he says there's two. One is between integrationists and, what's the other term, I forget, you know, anti-integrationists. That means people who are in favor of more globalization and what they call free trade, which isn't free trade and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and people who want to slow it down or end it. That's one break. And the other is between people who are in favor of a safety net and those who think that everybody ought to, you know, be on your own and get what you can. Okay, so those are the two ways people break up. And that gives you four possible types of people, right? Two of them he sort of dismisses as lunatics. So there's the Zapatistas and Ross Perot. They fit into two of those boxes. The other two boxes are sort of sane people, Clinton and Gingrich. And I'll put aside Clinton, but Gingrich, and this gets right to your point, I think, Gingrich is put in the corner that says integrationist and devil take the hindmost, you know, everybody for themselves. Well, that's testable. You know, it's testable that that's Gingrich's position. For example, on the question of whether Gingrich is an integrationist, like in favor of free trade, we can ask how he reacted when the Reagan administration instituted the greatest wave of protectionism since the 1930s. That's just straight protectionism, alongside of a huge increase in public subsidies to private power, to industry, along with, say, the biggest nationalization in American history, the takeover of Continental Illinois Bank, and so on and so forth. That's all radically anti-integrationist. Okay, how did Gingrich react? We can ask that question. Answer is, he thought it's great. You know.